Welcome to the Becoming a Streamer podcast by Pipeline, where we learn more about streamer stories and how they got to where they are at today. I am your host, co-founder of Pipeline, Stone Mountain 64, and today we have an awesome one joined by CreekCraft. Full-time YouTube live streamer, started uploading when he was 14, playing some Minecraft, and while it took him some time to get some footing, has continued to boom as he transitioned to Roblox, and for the last 4 years has been one of the main starting up guys in the YouTube gaming live streaming space. We have an awesome conversation with insights on a story and streaming, and you can find him at youtube.com/CreekCraft. That's K-R-E-E-K-C-R-A-F-T. Check him out, but without further ado, enjoy the interview. Awesome. Well, huge thank you for coming on to the show. I gotta say, Creek, great to have you, man. I think it's gonna be really cool to kind of learn about your insights on YouTube and everything that you've been doing. But yeah, man, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I've actually I've been a fan for you for a long time. The Battlefield thing, ETA 5 minutes to bedtime, that thing. Man, that was like my childhood.
Heck yeah, man. That's awesome. Before we get too deep, I kind of want to know, like, you know, I want to learn about where you kind of came from with your content, how you got into everything. But I always want to find out, like, you know, where are you at with your content now? I know I've seen you have like 2 YouTube channels. Like, where are you posting? Where's your follower count at? What games are you playing? Where are you at with your content right now?
Yeah, so I mostly stream because I do have 2 channels. I did like a Fortnite one, and then I also have my main like Roblox Minecraft one. Don't really do Fortnite stuff that much anymore, mostly just because time constraints. I like having a little bit of me time, and you know, streaming and managing 2 channels can get a little crazy. But yeah, I mostly do Minecraft, Roblox, stuff like that on my main channel. Stream it about 2-3 hours every day, and then I also do a VOD, just like a normal video as well, every day. And it's kind of like a nice content flow. Nothing too crazy. I've got it down to kind of like a science at this point, really.
That's awesome. And I mean, where are you at with your channels now? Like, what's the size of your channels?
Yeah, so my main one is just hit 870,000 subscribers. And then the Fortnite one, I think, has like 60,000 subscribers, something like that.
That's awesome, man. Hey, almost at that 1 mil. Keep pushing for it.
I know.
I like it.
It's crazy. At 200,000 subscribers, I never like actually thought I'd get to 1 million. So I made the mistake of promising I'll go skydiving at 1 million subs. Totally regret that now, but it's like, here we are, you know?
That's awesome. Well, you know, okay, then where did you kind of start from then creating content? I know your channel's been around for a long time. If I'm not mistaken, I think you started when you're like 14 or pretty young creating content, right?
Yeah. So I was like, I couldn't really do sports and stuff as a kid due to eye injuries. So I was always into like video games and how computers work, how video games work. And so in high school, I was taking like computer classes, programming, and I took all of them, but I wanted to keep learning more. So I was like, I'm going to learn how to edit videos. And I was like, you know what? If I upload a video to YouTube, I bet they'll tell me what's wrong with it and I can learn from there. And they do every day. and I did Minecraft mod spotlights for about 2 years every day. And it's pretty funny because like it wasn't bad, but it took 2 years to get 2,000 subscribers. And that's still 2,000 subscribers. But for, you know, most people to consider, you know, like successful or it's your job, you know, it wasn't quite there yet. But then in 2015, YouTube Gaming launched. I think it was like near the end of it. And I had gotten a partner manager somehow. And he invited me to a Google Hangout to do a intro to live streaming. And at first, I was actually really opposed to live streaming because it's really different than making normal videos. You're live, everything is, you know, you can't, it's a live environment, right? You have to constantly be entertaining. You can't edit or cut. It was really scary. I wasn't going to do it at first. And I think you know Stat, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who actually convinced me to start live streaming. He was like, you need to just drop everything and just stream Minecraft. And I was like, I'll try it out. So I spent like the next day setting up OBS, getting scenes and all that ready. And started live streaming, and it's so funny because now I'm a lot different, more outgoing, more sociable. But at first, it was like, hey guys, welcome to my live stream. You know, like, I was so scared. But yeah, I started live streaming and it was really successful, kind of took off, and I've just been doing it ever since.
Yeah, no, I mean, I noticed that even going back to my old, I think that's with everybody. You go back to your old content, you're like, man, what was I doing with some of that stuff? It's like, I'm so much better at what I'm doing now. But it's like, you kind of got to go through some of those things to even figure it out in the first place. So then, you said you took it like 2 years to get to 2,000 subscribers. Are you like in school at the time you're doing this? Like, while you're creating the content and everything?
Yeah, so I did high school online. So I was able to kind of like, you know, render a video and quickly do my algebra test at the same time. And so I did that. And then in 2015, I graduated and YouTube gaming actually launched pretty much right when I graduated. So it kind of lined up perfectly. I was actually looking for jobs at the time. And then I started live streaming and I was like, oh, okay, maybe this can actually be, you know, a little job. And so it just kind of lined up perfectly a few months after I graduated. Started live streaming and kind of just took off from there.
That's awesome. And then, so like, what made you want to choose YouTube as the platform of what you're doing? Because, you know, around that time, Twitch is obviously doing its thing. Is it like you were already doing videos? Or like, what made you even want to do YouTube videos, I guess, in the first place on that?
I had tried Twitch before, but the big issue, and I think it's probably still an issue, is like your audience is already on YouTube. And so when I started live streaming, it was just kind of like a natural thing. Like, obviously, I already make YouTube videos. YouTube just launched their live streaming service. Might as well live stream on YouTube, right? Because it's pretty difficult getting, you know, everyone to go from this website to that website. And then, you know, also like doing both can get a little crazy.
Sure. Yeah, I know. It absolutely is. I've tried to put... In the past, you used to, like, I don't think you can do it anymore, but you would put I'd put a video up and be like, hey, everybody, go watch my Twitch stream or whatever it was I was trying to do. And it was like, it definitely is hard. Some people do it. You know, it's always a different approach, but that's what I was curious, like, you know, and I like that, keeping everything kind of just together in the one place. You have your audience there, continue to build off of that. It makes a lot of sense. And then I guess like, so when you first were creating content, so you started with Minecraft, right? Like doing some mods and things like that. Like, did you have a strategy when you were going in? Was it like you, like what made, where, why did you do like the mods or whatever you were doing on that?
Yeah. So I was doing, I started off with like, the Minecraft custom maps, you know, like the story maps and stuff that people would make. And, I realized it was very difficult to do like the whole let's play thing because everybody was doing the let's play thing. And so it was really hard to stand out. So I wanted to try and do something that was fun, exciting to me, but also something that would be, you know, pretty highly searchable, you know, content. Right. And so with like a bunch of Minecraft mods, obviously you have to know a little bit about computers, install these mods, at least you did back in the day. And so I was like, okay, I'll make videos showing people how to install these mods and how they work. And there wasn't that many people doing like the super sophisticated side of everything at the time. So I got quite a bit of my audience from just making like, oh, here's how this mod works, or here's how to install this mod. Here's how to switch Minecraft versions, stuff like that.
Yeah. And then so like, okay, you continue on with that. What do you think, like, maybe you have a significant moment or something, like, did you feel like you started to really gain traction on something? Was it like a tutorial video? Was it when you switched games? Were you like, do you have any really big breaks in that area?
Yeah, actually, the whole reason I got a partner manager and the whole reason I started streaming is I did a Doctor Who mod in Minecraft, and it had, I say trending at the time, it got like 100,000 views, but at the time that was really big.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it I think I got like 200 subs just from that one video. And YouTube partner manager reached out to me, and that's when I got into the live streaming thing. So if it wasn't ever for that video, I would have never got the partner manager, and if it wasn't for that, I would have never gotten to live streaming. So it's just funny how everything lines up and works, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, but that's you, like, and was the Doctor Who mod, was that something that like kind of came out of nowhere? Was that like a trending something that was figuring out? You're like, ooh, I want to try that out, like.
Yeah, no, I was, it was just a random mod I found, and I was, like, I think this was around, like, the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, so everyone was, like, really It was really trendy at the time. And I guess that mod or video just hit something in the algorithm and took off.
Sure.
And then from there.
When you started streaming then, was it like, did you notice like an immediate pickup because like you had some people that were interested and you kind of were presenting that content to them? Or was it something that was more gradual for you? Because it, from not going to streaming to then streaming on your YouTube, I know people can, a lot of times they'll, like you were even saying, you know, you'll struggle with the type of content that you're delivering for it.
Yeah. So I did mod spots. Obviously you can't really do a mod spot like live. It doesn't really work that great. So when I started streaming, I did Minecraft PvP, which is something I'd never done before. And, I think my first stream I had like 7, 8, 9 viewers. This was during Christmas break. So that definitely helped out a lot. Those bigger viewership there. And over the next few days I streamed every day. And then over the next like week, I realized I had gotten 1,000 subs in a week just from streaming, you know, and what took me a year before I did in 1 week. And by the end of the week, I had like 100 people watching me every day. And I'm like, okay, maybe I am slightly entertaining or something. And then I wasn't even good at PvP. It was just, I would see the same people come on. We'd talk about how, you know, their day went or what's going on. And it was just very interactive and fun. And everyone enjoyed it. But yeah, it just went from there, and every day there was a little bit more watching, and it was crazy.
I'm curious, like, did you do anything to like step up like your live content on that? Are you mostly doing live streaming now? You're mostly doing streaming now, then, right?
Yeah.
With a couple videos, like, do you think you made like any big adjustments as you were going, or do you think it was just kind of more experience as you were going?
Definitely, it's funny because when I first started streaming, or even doing YouTube, I had like some like HP laptop with like one of those like $2 desktop microphones from Walmart. And as I got streaming, I like upgraded, like, you know, I got a cool webcam now, 1080p. I got a, you know, Blue Yeti. And I, as great as equipment can be, I think the biggest thing again is like the actual like person, the personality, like how you're running the stream. And I would not survive today, like when I started off then, you know, like, hey guys, welcome, you know, like today's world, that would not survive. You definitely have to, you know, adapt, learn, and just like, I guess you have to learn how to be a presenter, or like a host, because like at the end of the day, it's kind of like what you are, like you're entertaining people. And if you're not entertaining, then people, obviously they're not going to care to watch.
I mean, that's what you're there entertaining, creating content. I think that's something a lot of people don't understand too. It's like, oh, you're just playing some video games. Like, you know, if you've ever tried to explain it to somebody, well, that's nice. But it's like, no, you got to put more into it. You're trying to figure out a lot of different stuff. And every day, how are you going to keep content and everything coming and fresh and fun for everybody?
Yeah, that's a hard thing too, is like when you live stream every day, it's like, okay, what am I going to do the day? Like, am I going to do the same thing I did yesterday? Am I going to do something new? What if I do something new? If people are not going to like that? So it's like always a constant battle of like coming up with cool new ideas that you can do for 2 to 3 hours every single day. Cause like a new 10 minute video, oh, that's easy. But you know, 2-3 hour video with live stream every single day, it gets kind of difficult at times.
And are the videos that you're doing, is that from your stream, or are you cutting together videos from your stream? Are you doing additional videos to any of that?
It's kind of both. So like, let's say one of the Roblox games I play does like an update, I'll do like a 2-3 hour live stream on it. And then I'll do like a maybe 10 minute video of like, this is what's in the update. So it's awesome. It kind of works with the live streams in a way. So for the people that missed the live stream, they have this short 10 minute video. Cause you know, no one's going to watch a 3 hour live stream, you know, every single day, as a VOD. So it kind of condenses it down.
I'm curious too, you know, I know there's been a whole bunch of stuff going on with COPPA and or COPPA. Like,
yeah.
How's that been affecting you with any of your I saw a couple of your videos about that. Like, I don't know. Do you have any, like, what's your experience been with some of the changes on YouTube lately?
Yeah, it was really scary at first because the rules still are, but everything was pretty broad. Like, I was like, okay, this affects 95% of YouTube. And I mean, I do Roblox, which obviously a lot of kids play Roblox. There's a lot of teenagers and even adults too. It's more like a platform, and there's mature games on there, there's kid games on there. Mm-hmm. And you know, even going back, I've always considered myself more of like a PG-13 streamer. I don't really swear or anything, but you know, I talk about like high school stuff. I talk about, you know, just more stuff that an 8-year-old wouldn't really be interested in at times. Mm-hmm. So, I and most of my audience, or at least the most engaging ones, seem to be around the 14, 15 mark. So it's not really affected me that much. I know there's a few creators that it has, you know, cause like, oh, it's for kids. There it goes, your notifications, your comments, all that. Like, you don't even have live chat if your videos or streams are for kids. So, hasn't hurt me that much anymore. But like, another thing too is, what about the YouTube algorithm? You know, like, how's this going to affect the algorithm? Is it going to affect how videos are ranked, how live streams are ranked? It's like, you don't really know until it happens.
Yeah.
But so far, so good.
I know, it's kind of like always a puzzle you're trying to figure out with YouTube and everything. Even like, you know, with like I'll look at like my Apex versus my Call of Duty videos, and the CPM can be higher on my Apex ones. I'm like, is that something having to do with like the amount of violence or whatever is in it? There's a lot that can go into that. But so like, as you've been doing this for, you know, 4 or 5 years, how has your strategy or your content changed? Like, from going from Minecraft to Roblox, like, was that like a conscious decision that you wanted to make? Was that, you know, how's your content developed through that?
Yeah, So I was really into Minecraft, and unfortunately around the time, I think it was like early 2016, Minecraft started getting less popular. This was like other games were starting to get really big, you know, Call of Duty and stuff like that, especially in the streaming world. And so I could tell that Minecraft was kind of a sinking ship at the time in terms of like PvP and stuff. And live streaming it. And a lot of people in my chat, they're like, you should play Roblox. And I was like, I'm not going to play Roblox, guys. And finally, one day I played Roblox. I had like 3 times the viewers. And I was like, oh, wow. And they have like a Call of Duty game on there called Phantom Forces, which is actually really good. And I was like, okay, I'll stream this every now and then. And I did both for a while. And then over time, it just kind of started going more into Roblox. So it was kind of like a smooth transition. And I think this also goes into like, you know, it's kind of like you have to stay in like the same, I guess, like demographic area. So like my audience is very Minecraft, very Roblox, very Fortnite. You know, playing something like Call of Duty probably wouldn't work for me that well. But as long as you stay in that like main demographic area as far as games, it works out.
Yeah, finding something familiar for it. I'm curious too, like, I feel like Minecraft has had a recent resurgence. Have you gone back to it at all? And like, do people like that?
I've done it every now and then. But sure. Like, my main problem with Minecraft, and this kind of gets into like a bigger issue with streaming I could probably even talk about, is so like, I've played Minecraft since 2010. Like, I can't tell you how many hours I spent every summer night playing Minecraft. And it's like, I've spent so long in Minecraft. It's just like, I know everything. I've done everything. And unless I'm like modding the game, you know, in some crazy way, it's just like, okay, here we go again for the 500th time. So it's not really something that I can live stream, you know, like 2-3 hours every single day, simply because I've done it for so long off stream.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm curious too, though. Okay, so you graduated high school, you were done with that. Did you just go straight into creating content full time? Because you said you kind of started streaming more then, or when did you know that you could go full time and really do more of it?
Yeah, so I was taking college classes online to go for a computer science degree. And over time, I think like maybe about half a year later, I was like, okay, I'm making enough that this could be like a part-time job, right? So I kept doing college, kept doing YouTube, and over time I was like, okay, now this is my job. And eventually, I still do college, but very slowly, you know, because I obviously YouTube is a great opportunity right now. I don't want to impede on that, but also want to keep working on college stuff. So it's like, you know, I may take like one two classes a semester, just keep it going, but also enough that it doesn't really impede, you know, working on YouTube or streaming, because, you know, it's an opportunity that not very many people get. So you definitely don't want to waste it.
Yeah, I don't know. Absolutely. And then like, obviously, I think doing YouTube even in the first place, I think it's becoming more accepted now for sure. But, you know, a few years ago, even not quite as much. And I think people are still all often a lot of skeptics about it. How has your like family or friends responded to you creating content? Like even when you were first starting, you know, how supportive were they or not?
When I first started out, I made a Minecraft video. I was like 14 and my mom watched it and she's like, you can kill the pig. Like, is this acceptable on YouTube? Is this illegal? You know? And then I was like 5 minutes punching trees in Minecraft. And she's like, people are going to watch this. This is boring. And I'm like, thanks, mom. but as I started streaming, she got more involved. Like she's a moderator on my streams now. She watches my streams. So she's very involved in the whole thing. So she's very supportive. At first, a lot of my family, cause I grew up in McClinney, Florida, which is a very rural, like country town in Florida. It has like 2,500 people into there. So when you say like the word YouTube and streaming, most people have no idea what you're talking about. So, a lot of my family was like, what, you do what now? Like my grandma, I'll show her stuff. And she's like, wait, that's you? You play video games as a job? Like what? So like a lot don't really understand it, but a lot of my cousins, uncles and stuff, they've you know, as it became my job and I've got to go to like conventions and stuff and they start to actually like see what is coming of it. They've definitely gotten more supportive, but it's kind of one of those things at first it's like, you can get a job playing video games? Like, what is this? Like, that's dumb. Like, you know, so I guess it's just one of those things that you just got to like prove to everyone that it's a real thing.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, did you ever show them anybody else? I was like, hey, you know, here's some, you know, this is like a thing, you know, or like try and relate it to anything even. Was it like a conversation that you had, or was it just people just, they saw some more of it and like, oh, okay. Yeah. I guess this is a thing.
Yeah. So I'm like kind of like the oldest kid in my family. A lot of my other cousins are a little bit younger. So they would always come home and, you know, no kid comes home and watches TV anymore. They goes on YouTube, you know, watches PewDiePie or whatever. And my cousins would always go to my grandma's house and watch PewDiePie and stuff. So it was always like, this is what I do. Obviously I'm not him,
sure,
but like, this is kind of what I do. And so it was a little bit easier to relate, because obviously the kids are like, oh, you're a YouTuber. You know, they go to school now, like, hey, my cousin's a YouTuber, you know? And so definitely with the younger part of my family, it kind of meshed a little bit easier.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that is just like, I think it's kind of like a cultural shift that's still coming around, but it's definitely at a better place than even like, you know, 8 years ago or whatever, when everybody, or 10 years ago, even when people first were uploading YouTube content, starting to do some of this stuff. So that's awesome. Yeah. And so then I'm curious, like, what does an average day look like for you? This is something that, like, I always try and figure out from creator standpoints, because there can be so many different approaches people take. Like even back when you were doing high school, you know, you kind of mentioned you're doing your algebra exam and then you go to work on a video and render it or whatever. But what does that day look like for you?
Actually, I do want to take a moment to mention that's changed a lot over time. Like when I first started streaming, even up until like a year and a half ago, my day was basically wake up, live stream, eat, live stream, sleep. Like I used to live stream like 2-3 hours in the morning and then another 2-3 hours at night. And eventually it got to the point where it's like, my life was just live streaming. And, you know, it was just like, what do I do when I'm not live streaming? I just didn't have any free time. And it was very emotionally draining, physically draining. And so about a year and a half ago, I was like, okay, like, no, I got to separate live streaming. I got to like find stuff that I like doing. Cause like one of the problems whenever you're like your job is playing video games, the hobby itself then becomes less fun, if that makes sense. So, you've kind of got to I guess emotionally and physically separate the two. So what I do now is I live stream only 2 to 3 hours a day. Wake up. Actually, I wake up pretty late, around like 11, 12, noon. But, from like noon to like live stream time, it's just, me, whatever, maybe relaxing on the couch or going running errands, whatever it is. Then at 6, I live stream for like 2 to 3 hours. Then I work on a video. And then something that's probably not too healthy to do, but I actually stay up to like 3, 4 a.m. in the morning because I always play video games with my friends. And the reason why I do that is it's just a way for me to just disconnect and just like have fun playing video games and not really worry about streaming or making videos or something. And it sounds dumb, but it's something that really helps keep you going and not get drained out all the time.
No, I mean, absolutely. And that's what, do you think it was even like a conscious, was it like a conscious thing where it's like, all right, I got to step away from focusing so much on this. I got to have some other things going on. Or was it, what did that feel like for you?
Yeah, I remember one day I finished streaming like 11 o'clock at night, and it was like, it's like, what now? Right. Cause like whenever you're an adult and you're, cause like when you're a kid, I always ranked like how I was doing in life with how are my grades doing and what rank was I on Call of Duty, right? Like that's how I judged how I was doing in life. And when you're an adult, that stuff doesn't really matter. You know what rank you are in the latest Call of Duty doesn't really matter as much. So it was like, I had no interest in just playing video games or relaxing or really doing anything else other than streaming. And it's like, okay, this is not healthy. Like I can't keep doing that for years on end. So it's like, I got to step back. Like this is what I'm going to do streaming wise. And like, this time here, this is just me time to relax or have fun or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. And do you remember like how long was it that you were just really just focus so much on that before you took a step out?
I live streamed like 8 hours every day for, probably like the end of 2015 to 2017, something like a year and a half, 2 years. Yeah. It was just constant grinding. Like, I don't think I would be as successful as I am without the constant grinding.
Sure.
But it's like, it's something you just can't do 24/7 forever. It's just not a thing. Eventually you're gonna wear yourself out.
Yeah, no, you gotta have some type of balance eventually for sure. But yeah. That's how you sustain doing this for such a long time, right? Like to not do it for just 1 year, but or even a few months, but to keep on doing it. I'm sure you've seen people who have started and then kind of just given up or stopped for whatever reason. But if you want to keep doing it, you do gotta have some type of balance and figure everything out. And it very much is like a business. Like you got to figure out all the components to everything, and you're kind of the one guy doing it all. So it is figuring it out.
It's a marathon. I heard that one time. It's like, always go with that because, you may slowly be going at it, but at least you'll make it a long ways,
Yeah. And I mean, even to create content for 2 years and to build up to the 2,000 subscribers, that takes time. That takes a lot of work to even figure out some of those things. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
What would you say is like one of your most vital skills as a creator? I think there's definitely a lot that can go into that, and maybe it's just one you want to pick out, but like, as you've been creating over these years, streaming, whatever it is, what do you think is like an important skill that you've had?
I think you really have to be adaptable to stuff. Like my switch from Minecraft to Roblox, like, yeah, I loved Minecraft, but streaming as a job or a career, it's like a mix of like doing what you want to do and have fun doing, but also doing what the people watching, like what's going to get them to watch and what is actually watchable. Like, dude, I would love to play Zelda 24/7 on stream, but like I can't. So it's like you got to find a mix of what you like and what other people like watching. And you have to constantly be open to new ideas and be willing to also like take risks. Cause like, I think I mentioned, I never wanted to live stream at first. I was very antisocial, introverted. It was just like, that freaked me out. Gave me crazy anxiety. But one day I was just like, I'm just going to try it. I'm just going to go for it. And, I did it and it got better over time. But, at first it was like, oh my gosh, this is really scary. And I mean, that could be like from playing a new game to like maybe doing something new on stream. Could be a variety of stuff, but like you always have to keep be willing to change or adapt or do new things, you know?
Yeah. And maybe it's even similar to that, but what advice, I'm sure you've been asked whether you're on stream or whatever, if or by other people, like, hey, I'm working on stuff, or I'm working to be a creator. Like, what advice would you give out to creators out there, or even other people who are creating that you think?
Yeah, I think it's like a mix of two things. Number one, like this thing can take like a long time. Like, you know, I did it for 2 years every day, got like 2,000 subs, and then it took off, right? It may take 3 years, may take 4 years. I know people that started and it almost happened immediately, right? Like,
sure.
I feel like a lot of people compare themselves to other people, and it's like, they're doing this, so I'm going to do this. And why am I not successful? You know, it's like you have to just keep at it and keep working at it. And it has to be something that you like actually enjoy doing in order to get to the point where you can just, you know, actually like do it as like a career. And then the second thing is, it's you have to like a lot of people, like I don't know how to explain this, like they're not willing to go out and I guess like take like a big step of like learning, oh, this is how I edit videos like in a good way, or like, oh, this is what I should be doing. Because like a lot of people, they get on stream and they're just like, you know, like they just sit there straight face, and it's like, no, you've got to like actually like put yourself out there and like try to be entertaining, or try to like learn and be like, okay, maybe I'm doing this wrong and maybe I can do better at this, you know? Because like there's a lot of things that I did terribly starting out. I'm sure there's still a lot of things I can improve on and work on. But it's something like you've got to be willing to, I guess, accept criticism and like, how can I improve myself? How can I make my streams better? Right.
Yeah. And I'm curious as well. Where do you and maybe you have something you're or not, but what do you think you're like, are you building towards anything greater? Like, what is like a next step or next thing that you're working towards even?
Yeah. Man, I thought a lot about it. It's like, maybe in a few years I can, do maybe a stream every now and then and like focus more on videos, you know, on YouTube, or maybe, like, what if a new game comes out? What if Roblox starts getting less trendy? And it's always like one of those things. It's like you always kind of have to be thinking ahead. So as far as YouTube goes, I kind of just roll with it and try to be as adaptable as possible. But as far as like real life goes, you know, I'm wanting to complete college. So, you know, that way if YouTube just disappears overnight, it's like, okay, at least I got this piece of paper here. You know, it's also a lot about making, I guess, like good financial decisions too. Cause like a lot of people, they, you know, a video takes off and like, oh, look at this brand new Lamborghini. And it's like, that's great. But like, you know, you got taxes, you know, save your money and stuff. And so I think it's like a mix of like all three. You gotta be good with your money. You gotta be, you know, thinking ahead, you know, what are you going to do after this? If it goes bad and stuff like that.
Sure. But keeping up with YouTube, keeping it going. I like it, man. I like it. So if people want to check you out more, what is the place to check them out? Give yourself a plug here.
Yeah. You can just look up KreeCraft on YouTube, KreeCraft. And I'm live on there every day. I also have a Twitter, KreeCraft as well. I tweet a lot on there about stuff. And yeah, it's pretty much my two main things.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely check them out. Dude, super good to hear a little bit from you, where you came from on this and where you're going. Really excited where to see you keep going. You're young at it. I love it. keep it up. If you guys do want to listen to more podcasts as well as more from us, you can find us at pipeline.gg. Thanks so much for joining, Creek.
Thank you. I know. I appreciate it. This is awesome.
Hell yeah. Have a good one.